play here.
That'd be great.
1.9, 92.3. WCDO.
Your news and information leader. WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull with you tonight live from Worcester Central School as we have the Worcester Wolverines hosting the Norwich Purple Tornado in high school boys basketball action tonight. Our first game of the year on the radio. Glad to bring it to you here for this non-league matchup. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show, of course presented by Butler Auto Sales, featuring the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Rich, you're a Norwich guy. Glad to have you along to bring some of that inside perspective, but a unique matchup, especially for us being Tri-Valley alums ourselves, to see Stack Tri-Valley. It's just kind of a fun matchup here tonight.
It's an interesting matchup that a lot of people have been asking us, why is Norwich and Worcester? I just kept on saying, why not? Right, it's hard to get games in Section 4. You know, go out, play out of your gym, get out a nice December day. What's the hurt in playing this game for Norwich or for Worcester, right? So it's great for both programs, kind of get the ball on the court and see how they're feeling.
Yeah, we talked to Worcester head coach Jim Kenyon before the game, and he said, Nate, I have a team where I'm only going to lose one senior. I want to challenge my young guys to get them better, not only for this year in the league, but also for the future. And, I mean, if you're the Wolverines, you're welcoming schools like Norwich, Oneonta, and Unitego Franklin, and they have a chance in a couple of their tournaments to play bigger schools as well. So that's some nice sectional points for Worcester as well.
Yeah, it's a win-win for Worcester playing against the bigger schools. But it'll be interesting, right, later in the year to see how they play against the Oneontas, the Unitegos of the world. I mean, I was looking at the Pets numbers today. Norwich is five times the size of Worcester. So, I mean, it is going to be a challenge for them. I think they know it, but, you know, it's December. Why not try it?
Yeah, why not try it? So, hey, we'll take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll break this one down. A lot of storylines that Rich and I want to talk about, so we'll bring that up during our Butler Auto tip-off show. We'll be right back. High school boys basketball tips off tonight here on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you tonight, live from Worcester Central School, as it's the Wolverines hosting the Norwich boys. And anytime you want to check at what games we're going to be doing on the radio, you can visit natelowell.com. There's a tab right at the top of the page that says Nate's Radio Schedule. We'll probably be doing two or three games a week. You know, there have been some games. There were a few girls' games before the Thanksgiving break, but this is really the first week of the season. We decided to do this game this weekend. There's a ton of tournaments that I'll be covering and updating all those scores and standings right there on natelowell.com, so make sure you check all that out. But, Rich, let's talk about this game. First, for Norwich, some new faces on this team, but also some of the old steadies like Stephen Dowdle. I expect the Purple Tornado to have a great season.
Yeah, so Stephen Dowdle is an interesting one. He was kind of the young guy on the team for years and years and years. And, you know, you ever came to the Norwich game, they would chant, he's a freshman and all this type of stuff. But now he's a senior. He's the leader of the team. And I believe he's only about 150 points or so away from 1,000 points. And that's kind of an exclusive club in Norwich. We were talking on the way over here. There's only, I think, a handful of you know, 1,000-point scorers in Norwich history. So if he joins that, he won't be his first family member because his aunt is a 1,000-point scorer, the leading scorer in Norwich history. But there has been it's been a long, long time since we've had a boy score at 1K in Norwich. I think the last one would have been Nick Brunick in the late 90s.
Well, a lot of people would have said, boy, you know, Norwich had those great teams in 2011, 2012, in there with the Mike Suttons and all those type of names, but those teams were so balanced. I think that shows that some of the bigger schools that we cover, you know, if you have a really good team, it's so hard to get to 1,000 points.
Yeah, if you look back on the Mike Sutton years, I believe actually the leading scorer of those teams was Ann Stewart. Mike just kind of passed and delivered the ball to who he needed to, and he didn't really need to score. Those, but they were some great, great teams.
On the flip side, I think Worcester tonight, three great guards on this team that can really play, and I'm excited to see what these guys do against a fast-paced style of Norwich. But you have the Land brothers, Connor and Derek Land, are both sophomores, as well as Ryan Prince, who's also a sophomore. They're going to miss their big man who graduated from last year, Tyler Head. That was a great combo of guys, but a young team that I think is a little nervous to play the big school here tonight in Norwich, but what a great experience to kind of get the season going for them. They are 1-0. They come in with a victory under their belt against a tough Jefferson-Stanford team, but they just want to get better for Class D basketball. This is a way to do it.
You know, we were sitting over here near the Worcester kids, and you can kind of see it in their faces a little bit. They did seem a little nervous, and a couple of the people were talking to us about the nerves and stuff. The JV game probably didn't help them, right, because the JV game was kind of lopsided on the Norwich side. But you know what? Both teams, you know, what was it in Hoosiers, right? You got to the basket's the same height for both teams.
That's right.
So who cares at this point? Let's play basketball.
You know, what's the buzz around Norwich for this team? Because the buzz overall in the area is that the stack is going to be very good. You look at teams like Binghamton, who are absolutely loaded. The buzz in our area is that Oneonta is extremely good. Where does Norwich fit into that scenario in the stack, you think?
The buzz in Norwich is about two things, really. One is this is kind of the new era of basketball right now for Norwich because there's a new head coach, right, in Coach Elger. He's a Norwich guy, Section 4 Hall of Famer, Norwich guy, had a lot of success at Union Endicott. So there's a little bit of buzz, right? Kind of a surprise. Like, a lot of people weren't expecting him to be the coach, and here he is. And, you know, I think that a lot of people are going to be very happy. I've heard a lot of great things from the players, very excited about his coaching philosophy and his style. And I really think that what you're going to see from Norwich is probably go back to the old school. Like, Norwich was always kind of known for their pressing and playing man-to-man and kind of like a dribble-drive style of offense. So I would imagine, I don't really know, but that's what I'm predicting. And the other buzz in Norwich is really comes down to the players. It's kind of a tale of, you know, two things here. You got the old and the new, right? You got you know, Stephen Dowdle, we already talked about. You got Graham Burton. You got Mitch Collins, kind of those seniors that have been around for a while. But then all of a sudden, everybody's been talking about the future. Well, the future's kind of here, right? You got the Christie boys that are both in eighth grade, kind of a surprise to a little people, made the varsity team. And, you know, we just looked at the starting lineup, Cooper Christie starting. So you know what, everybody? The future is here for Norwich. You know, we've been talking about the future of Norwich. Well, the future's now. And don't sleep on, I know I'm kind of going off of script here, Cason Stubbs is a good basketball player. Everybody kind of forgets him. Cason Stubbs is a sneaky, sneaky good basketball player. I'm really looking forward to watching him play this year.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this Norwich team, and it's rare. You know, we see it all the time in Class D and even Class C now that a 7th or an 8th grader might be on varsity. It's pretty rare at the Class B level. So to see the Christie brothers, of course, their dad is the football coach, Mike Christie, this might even be the first time ever that someone this young has been on the varsity. What do you say?
I can't remember one. I know Mike Sutton moved up pretty early to JV, but I don't think he played varsity until maybe 10th grade. I know back in the day, Bobby Lays or Charlie Whiteman, they didn't play until 10th grade. The only one I can remember moving up this early was Stephen Dowdle, actually. And I believe he's played on varsity since 9th grade.
And I will say, because there's someone out there that's probably driving into a ditch right now saying, Nate, it's not how it was back in the day. It didn't happen. I get it. Today is a new guard. They bring players up earlier. It's how it is. But I get it. It's still a big deal at a school like Norwich. But again, yeah, Bobby Lazor, Charlie Whiteman, those great early 90s teams from Norwich, it didn't happen. But it's happening more and more, and to see it happen in a place like Norwich, it's still special.
I think that, to be honest, a lot of people have asked me, I think it is kind of a casualty of COVID a little bit because you got this there's not a lot of intermediate kids right now playing in basketball in Norwich. You only got like three juniors on the team, one sophomore. So there's not a whole lot of like those, the junior class, that COVID year, really not a lot of kids are playing right now in Norwich.
And their JV team was very impressive tonight. Yes. We saw a great seventh grader in Brevin Bennett, some of those guys that are eighth graders and freshmen on that JV team. Exciting to think what they could look like in three or four years.
Could you imagine there's three underclassmen on the Norwich varsity team in Carmen Pastore, and then you got the Christie boys. Imagine them on that JV team that just won by, 45 points?
Yeah, pretty good-looking team. Before we take our last break, Rich and I are going to run through the starting lineups, so after the break we can get right into the action. How about I'll do Worcester, you do Norwich. So for a long time, Section 4 Hall of Fame coach Jim Kenyon here. We're on JK's court. It's called James Kenyon Court. They are going to start with sophomore number 3, Derek Land, his twin brother number 11, sophomore Connor Land, the sophomore number 14, Ryan Prince, the lone senior in the starting lineup, number 21, Alex Adams, and the big talented man, the junior, number 35, Matthew Sanders.
On the Norwich side, for first-year head coach in Norwich would be a Section 4 Hall of Famer as well as Coach Joe Alger. You have senior number 4, Mitch Collins. You have freshman number 10, Cooper Christie. Number 12, senior Stephen Dowdle. And number 13, Cason Stubb, who's a junior. And the big man, everybody's been talking about, everybody's been asking us, is he really that big? He is pretty big. It's number 33, Graham Burton.
Yeah, they have him listed about 6'7". I think he's all of 6'7". What do you say?
He's a big guy, and for all the people out there listening, his dad was one of the key guys on that 92-93 team in Pete Burton.
Yeah.
That is his son.
Had him on the Nate Lowell podcast when we did those episodes. Certainly a lot of fun. So we're going to pause here on the Butler Auto pregame show for the national anthem. We'll be back in just a few minutes. High school boys basketball tonight on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have 3 accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. High school boys basketball tonight. Worcester hosting Norwich, and the Wolverines will be in their home white uniforms with that kind of hunter green trim, and says Worcester in green lettering across the front of the uniform there. Norwich is in the road purple uniforms with the white trim. Says Norwich in white lettering across the front of the chest. As we are getting set here, they're just going to finish up the Worcester starting lineup. Good crowd on hand here for this one. Norwich playing in their first game of the season. The debut of head coach Joe Alger going up against Jim Kenyon here. I'm excited to see how this one all plays out here tonight. It was funny. You and I, Rich, have been joking about this all week. Norwich people kind of getting outside of their bubble, saying, oh, where are we going tonight? Where is this game? That's like they were on the other side of the earth for this one.
I actually had a student in my class today say to me, why are we playing in Massachusetts? And I said, you're not playing in Massachusetts. You're playing about 20 minutes past Oneonta. And, yes, a lot of people were saying Worcester and, you know, all the things that you would think. And you know what? They're here now. We're going to find out. You know, it's great. You know, Worcester hasn't changed much since I've been here. The school's a little bit nicer, but I love the old Tri-Valley, you know, all the old Tri-Valley mascots on the wall. It's kind of nostalgic here in Worcester.
Yeah, they have the old mascots from a lot of the Tri-Valley schools, including, like, New Berlin Hawks is still up on the wall. I mean, they've maintained a lot of these things. So I always love coming here. They've redone the floor in recent years, and great place to watch a game. So we're going to tip it up. Norwich going right to left on your radio dial. Again, in the purple with the white trim. Worcester goes left to right with the green trim there. We'll get you set to go. Glad to have you along. A chilly night. A bunch of schools didn't do any after-school activities, but this game stayed on, and we're glad to bring it to you as Worcester wins the opening tip. Here is Ryan Prince on the right-wing side as we get you underway. Our first basketball game of the season here on CDO and WCDOsports.com. Webstream is brought to you by SFCU. A steal here by Christie. He's off to the races. There's his first varsity points there for Cooper Christie. The steal, and he goes for two.
That didn't take long, and it took him about 20 seconds to get in the scoring book. Nice steal by Cooper Christie, and Norwich coming out man-to-man, just like you would think.
2-0 lead here for Norwich over Worcester. Prince on the right side. Prince to the high post. A little bounce pass. Worcester looking to set it up. Down to 15 on the shot clock. Right side here for the Wolverines. They go back to Prince in the corner. Looking for some real estate. 10 on the shot clock now. Worcester trying to figure out what they want to do. They go to Land in the paint. Dishing one back off. Here's Connor. Down low looking for Sanders. The pull-up for him is too strong, and a rebound for Norwich for Mitchell Collins. Ahead now for Stephen Dowdle. Norwich moving fast. They go back to Dowdle at the top of the key. Reversing left side. Three there for Stubb is off the mark, and a rebound for Worcester. Outlet pass for Prince down the right side. We're about a minute 15 in, 2-0 lead for Norwich. A little backdoor cut here for Sanders, and he misses the shot. He's upset with himself there as he had a clean look but rushed it. Dowdle going right to left. Right wing finds Christie in the corner. Dribbles between the legs, the eighth grader. Reverses it back up top here for Dowdle, and Norwich slowing down the pace a little bit here, Rich.
Yeah, they're just trying to get a better look. That last look by Stubbs, just not what he wants to do. They want to work the ball down low to Burton, and which they're trying to do. And, you know, everybody's talking about the size of Graham Burton on the way in. The Worcester gets not much smaller than him, and he's, you know, taking a couple rough shots to start the game, but he's holding his own down there against Graham Burton.
Yeah, Matthew Sanders is a guy who can really score, averaging double figures a year ago, so that should be a good matchup down there. 2-0 lead. Ball went off of Burton's hand, so Worcester will get it back. It's a 2-0 lead here for Norwich. We're 2 minutes in. First quarter live here in Wolverine land. It's Stack versus the Tri-Valley tonight. Here's Ryan Prince, right wing side. To the elbow. Back up top here, Alex Adams. Straight away three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound for Norwich. A good look for the Wolverines, but it wouldn't go. Here's Dowdle, right side. Dowdle into the paint. Little step through. Goes to Christie in the corner. Christie in the paint. Little up and under. That won't go. Burton cleans up the rebound. His shot wouldn't go. Three chances there for Norwich, and they couldn't get it. Sanders tries to pass one ahead. Worcester trying to run. It's intercepted by Stubb, and he's back down the floor for Norwich. Still a 2-0 lead for the Purple Tornado with 5:25 to go in this first quarter.
Worcester's done a really good job playing defense, and it doesn't allow Norwich to kind of get into a press or anything like that in order, you know, to get into, you know, more of a transition game. And there's a three-pointer by Christie right on cue.
Yeah.
Cooper, first 5 points.
I thought he had that shot a few times early and didn't pull it. I think he's kind of working through those nerves. Do I shoot? Do I pass? But he makes it. It's a 5-0 lead here for Norwich. Pass down low. They find Sanders, and he's hammered at the left low block, and he's fouled. Helped up by his teammates there, and he'll go to the line. With 4:55 to go in the first quarter, a 5-0 lead for Norwich over the Worcester boys.
Boy, Christie doesn't look too nervous about his first game, does he, out there?
Oh, fired that three up. Looked good.
Good sportsmanship by Stubb from Norwich helping up, you know, the Worcester kid that went hard to the ground.
Yeah, Sanders took a hard check there, and he will step to the line here. The Wolverines getting a couple of good looks, just haven't been able to convert so far. And to the line is Matthew Sanders. His first shot is up and good.
Really surprised how Norwich didn't go into a press after that three-pointer by Christie. You know, try to, you know, speed up the game a little bit more, because you'd have to think, you got to be thinking you're a little bit more athletic than the Worcester team. But, you know, we're just commentators, Nate.
And here's the shot by Sanders. That's off the mark, and a rebound here for Norwich. Dowdle down the left side. And another three in the corner. Stubb gets the rebound off the miss from Christie. And then Brian Prince is able to scoop that away after another rebound opportunity is off the mark. And now with 4:40 to go here in the first quarter, a foul on Norwich near midcourt. Our score is 5-1, and it feels like Worcester just trying to settle in here a little bit.
Yeah, it definitely feels like that. And we got a timeout over here from J.K., so maybe that's exactly what he's going to talk about.
Yeah, timeout taken. We'll step away. Norwich 5, Worcester 1. 4:40 to go first quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. 4:40 to go first quarter. Norwich boys leading Worcester 5-1. A non-leaguer tonight here in the land of the Wolverines. We're glad to bring it to you. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Here's Sanders, a little up and under. He's blocked there by Zach Myers, who came off the bench, and Norwich brings it back the other way. Here's Dowdle trying to take it to the hoop, and he's fouled in the paint there with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Dowdle's so good getting into the paint like that.
That's what Norwich needs to do more. They've been kind of settling for jump shots and really bad three-pointers, to be honest. They really need to take it to the basket, get it down to the size. Steven, Dowdle, and, you know, Case and Stubb need to take it to the basket to be a little bit more successful.
Dowdle's first shot at the line is good, and I'll risk the broadcaster's curse. It's pretty automatic when he gets to the line.
He's a pretty good shooter. I've seen him many, many years shooting now, and he definitely has a good shot. I've worked on it since he's a young, young kid.
Well, he puts in the time, too, multiple times. I've seen him at the Norwich Y just putting up a lot of shots, but that's the broadcaster's curse as he misses the second one there. Usually he's automatic, and it's Norwich 6 and Worcester 1. 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Prince goes inside to Sanders. He's trying to go to work. A little up and under for Sanders. Off the glass, no. Rolls off the front, and a rebound here for Norwich. Here's Dowdle down the right side with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's 6-1. Reversing here for the Purple Tornado. They go to Dowdle right side. Little hesitation, steps in, up and under. Blocked there by Sanders. It was clean. And then we got a jump ball on the rebound. And it's going to keep it here with the Purple Tornado.
So as much as everybody's been talking about the size differential, I would say that Worcester has been owning the paint. Maybe not the rebounding battle, but Norwich is getting really no good clean looks for a layup or anything like that. That's why they're settling for three. The defense has been pretty good.
Pass inside. Dowdle, turnaround shot up and good for Stephen Dowdle. He's now got 3 points. The turnaround shot there makes it 8-1, and now here comes that full-court pressure from Norwich, and we do have a timeout taken here by the Worcester Wolverines. 3:40 to go, first quarter. It's 8-1, Norwich boys leading Worcester on the road, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, welcome back, everybody. 3:40 to go here, first quarter. Norwich boys leading Worcester 8-1. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. Rich, your thoughts so far? Norwich settling in, Stephen Dowdle finding his way.
I think Worcester's actually surprised me. They've been able to hang on and handle it a little bit better. Here comes the press from Norwich, but I've actually been a little surprised by Worcester. I thought they've been playing actually pretty well, even though the scoreboard doesn't show it. I mean, they're down by 7, But I think that there's a lot to build off of this for Wooster. I've been pretty happy with them.
A steal by Norwich, and Stephen Dowdle is immediately fouled as he tried to go right up for the layup. And he didn't make the shot, but he will go to the line to shoot two with 3:35 to go first quarter. First shot for Dowdle is up and good.
It definitely has a first game of the year feel for Norwich. I mean, Wooster has played last, a couple days ago, but it definitely has a first game of the year feel for Norwich. Just trying to figure it out.
Dowdle 2 for 2. He's now got 5 of Norwich's 10. So you have Cooper Christie with 5, Stephen Dowdle with 5. Wooster breaking the press this time, but now a steal by Norwich. Zach Myers took an elbow there to the face, so they'll blow the play dead here so he can get a quick moment. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. It's 10-1. It feels like Wooster is settling in here. They've gotten some good looks, but Norwich has really done a good job on the glass, limited to one opportunity and done.
I think that Wooster's done a good job just attacking and not being intimidated by Norwich as well. I just think they're not getting as good of shots as they'd want. Norwich seems a little bit more athletic, a little bit longer, but I think they're playing pretty well.
Here's Stephen Dowdle on the baseline, into the paint, far side. Mitchell Collins off the side of the backboard there. Just didn't have a great angle on it, but the rebound stays with the Purple Tornado. Here's Dowdle. Dowdle to the right side as Norwich is in the purple with the white trim going right to left. Norwich is working it around the top of this zone now. Baseline drive here for Christie. He's in the paint, got himself in a tough spot, finds his way out of it, but can't make the left-handed layup. And a rebound here for the Wolverines. Ball knocked out of bounds by Norwich. Boy, they're hustling hard here. And it will go back to Wooster here with 2:50 to go in this first quarter. 10-1 our score, Norwich on top.
Both teams are playing hard. I would say probably the big differential right now has been Cooper Christie's made a couple good plays, some solid basketball plays, and Norwich is probably dominating the rebounding stats.
And now a drive up the sideline in front of the Wooster bench there for Derek Land, and he was fouled. J.K. really barking out some signals here. He wants his team to execute a little bit more cleanly on this press.
He wants the backside guy to slash to the middle so the guard can pass it to the middle and split that trap of Norwich.
So here is Ryan Prince, Norwich backing off the press for the moment. Prince to the right side, now for Derek Land as Wooster goes left to right. Little move here for Lucas Evans on the baseline. J.K. trying to go with some different combinations. Now a steal by Stubb for Norwich. Takes it in, up off the glass. It's good. An athletic move there for Kaysen Stubb.
He is such a smooth, good player. I look for him to have a big year for Norwich, and he just created the steal.
A steal, and they'll give it to Dowdle, and he puts it up and in. So Dowdle now with 7, and Norwich really with this pressure, it's paying off. They lead 14-1 with 2:18 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Norwich boys leading 14-1. Cooper and Carter Christie both in now for Norwich. Steal by Norwich. They got a quick shot off. And then on the rebound, ball rolled back out. It looks like it's going to stay here with the Wolverines.
You know, we talked earlier in the game, Nate, about the old style of play from Norwich, pressing in man-to-man defense, and here it is. Wooster's really, really struggling with the press. This is what I expect, from new coach Joe Alger, is just to kind of press. And here it is. I didn't think it would take this long, but it's here, and Wooster's struggling with it.
Ryan Prince to the left side now. Wolverines are going to break it with Sanders. Tries to loft one up over for Derek Land. Gets into the paint. Land goes inside, and he's fouled with 2:02 to go in this first quarter. Land took a hard hit there as Worcester trails 14-1. We'll hope that he's okay. J.K. is going to get the signal from the officials to come out and check on him. And physical play there. Land hopefully will be okay. We're going to step away with, again, our score. The Norwich boys leading 14-1 here on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back now to the line. Connor Land is going to shoot for his brother Derek, who has some ice on his head now. Appears to be okay. Connor misses the first shot at the line. Second one coming. And this one is up and good for Connor Land.
Smooth. Wooster is just very struggling getting a good, clean shot.
Makes it 14-2, and now Dowdle is fouled as he immediately tries to take it to the rim on the right side with 1:56 to go in this first quarter. 14-2, our score.
I think J.K. would be pretty happy with 14 points only given up at this point. It's just Wooster is really having trouble scoring. They're not playing horrible defense. They're just got to put the ball in the bucket.
Yeah, they've missed some outside shots, and the interior game has been tough because of the size of Norwich. Even when the guards have gone inside, you don't see many 6'7 guys in Class D, so it's a little bit of a learning curve, I would say. Dowdle in the corner for three off the out-of-bounds play, buries it, and Dowdle's up to 10 points.
That's the old classic Norwich out-of-bounds play. One of my friends used to call that America because everybody in America runs that play.
17-2, Norwich on top. Worcester back the other way. A layup opportunity here for Lucas Evans is no good. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Purple Tornado with a 1:33 to go in this first quarter. It's been all Norwich, 17-2. Suffocating defense has been the name of the game here.
Defense has been, pretty good on both sides. Norwich has gotten a couple threes, taken to the basket. But Worcester is hanging in there. We'll see what they got.
Those early buckets there by Cooper Christie, who had 5 points and really opened things up. Cooper now finding Carter with a floater in the lane, short, but he got his own rebound in the land of the trees. One of the shorter players on the court pulled one back out. And now to Carter Christie, takes it inside. The kiss off the glass is short. Rebound tapped out and still picked up by Norwich. Two Worcester guys got their hands on that ball, but just could not secure it. That's the kind of first quarter it's been tonight for the Wolverines. We're under a minute to go in this first frame. Norwich leading 17-2. Another three in the corner now is off the mark for Cooper Christie. Finally, a rebound here for the Wolverines. Ryan Prince is fouled there by Carter Christie. Some relentless play there from the Christie brothers. And I think that's what Joe Alger can do. He can say to those guys, hey, go out there and do what you get after it.
The Christie twins have nothing to lose, right?
Exactly.
They're eighth graders playing up on varsity. They've looked pretty good. I'm betting right now a lot of the people in Worcester are saying, wait, they're eighth grade? Because they're playing like upperclassmen right now. They really are. They're looking good.
This will send Ryan Prince to the line here with 48 seconds to go after that foul. And Prince's first shot is off the back of the rim and no good. Second one coming. Team foul situation, 5 for Norwich and 4 for Worcester. Norwich has really applied that pressure so far here in the first quarter. Second shot coming for Prince is good. And I think that has been just the Achilles heel here for Worcester. They just cannot make shots here in this first quarter. Some early season basketball woes. We see that quite often. Dowdle on the right low block. Steps in. Little jumper is good. The iron was kind to him as he got that roll. 12 for Dowdle. to start this game. Now a steal by Norwich. No, Prince just held on as Norwich leads 19-3. 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sanders will work one back out. And they'll reverse it to the far side for Lucas Evans in the right corner. Back to the top of the key for Spencer Head. Head for Worcester will now find Ryan Prince at the right elbow. Pass down low, looking for Sanders. It's not there. Burton swept it away. 10 seconds left. Dowdle will slow it down and play for the last shot. 19-3 the score. Dowdle waiting. Down to 3 seconds. Gets a screen. Dowdle pull up three at the buzzer. No, just short. That'll do it. First quarter in the books. Norwich boys leading Worcester on the road. 19-3. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything. From deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. Also on 92.3, welcome to all our listeners listening in the Norwich area tonight. We're glad to have you along with our new FM signal over there. Start the second quarter, a three in and out. Sanders with the rebound. Worcester with that shot there for Connor Land. That's the kind of night it is, Rich. That thing hit both sides of the rim, swirled around, and then popped out.
And then Sanders had a great look afterwards because Burton overplayed the rebound. Sanders had a clean, clean look, probably his best look of the day, and just frustrated. You could see it on his face. He just kind of front-rimmed the rebound. What I was noticing at the quarter, Nate, is Stephen Dowdle's had a very quiet 12 points. That's a good sign for Norwich that he's kind of been the focal point of them for the last, 3 years. Not really noticing him. That's a really good sign for Norwich.
Dowdle will now kick it to the top of the key. A three here for Cooper Christie is off the mark. Actually, no, that was Carter. Excuse me. They get the rebound. Back out. Dowdle, a three is good, and he's up to 15. Second chance opportunities here.
Yeah, the rebounding just for Norwich has been phenomenal, and Stephen Dowdle just kind of bearing that top of the key three. What a beautiful shot.
22-3, our score. Norwich boys on top with 7:05 to go in this second quarter. Purple Tornado looking strong here for new head coach Joe Alger. Ryan Prince, right side. Prince with a little spin move. Dowdle right in his shorts there on defense. They try to get that backdoor pass. Again, they just have not been able to get the ball to Sanders like they normally do. A steal by Norwich. Mitchell Collins takes it in. That's off the mark. And the Wolverines will take it away. Numbers that they can hurry. Down the floor here with Spencer Head. And he had his pocket picked, and we got a foul as Carter Christie was shot out of a cannon back down the floor, but they were just able to grab onto him at the last second. 6:38 to go, second quarter. Norwich boys on top, 22-3.
I loved how Stephen Dowdle went over to Carter and kind of talked to him a little bit. The veteran guy talking to the eighth grader. They kind of just nodded at each other. And now they're smiling. What a great play by Stephen Dowdle, being a leader on the court for Norwich.
Yeah, Dowdle, I mean, what an opportunity for the Christie brothers and some of the younger players to be around a guy like Dowdle. He has been in their shoes. He's done it before. And now they find Kaysen Stubb in the corner for three. He nails that. And it's 25-3 with 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Norwich is rolling here.
It's starting to click for Norwich. They're starting to look really good. Everything they want. Here comes Dowdle for an easy two.
Dowdle scoops that up. He's got 17 here in the first half. And they are off and running here. It's 27-3 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Pass to the inside. And we got a jump ball underneath. The Norwich defense has been suffocating in the paint.
I know it's, the talk of the night, the A school playing the D school, but I've really been impressed with Norwich's play. It's going to be fun to watch them play this year. The expectations have been a little bit lower the last few years, but, a game like tonight, the expectations might be rising.
I keep forgetting, Rich, and, you know, we've looked at this during our prep work, but Norwich is an A. Some of these new numbers, to me, traditionally, you know, Norwich is the B, a B, but, yeah, they are an A this year, and we're last year as well, so it's just, yeah, an A versus a D here tonight. Norwich with a pull-up jumper for Stubb on the right baseline. It won't go, and a rebound now for Worcester with Derek Land. 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Norwich leading 27-3. Worcester trying to find their offense. Land in the paint, and he's fouled at the right elbow as he tried to get inside. And Worcester showing some signs of frustration here, that's for sure.
It is very frustrating when the only points of the night for you are foul shots. You don't have a field goal yet, and it's been, what, 9 minutes into the game. It is very, very frustrating for the Wolverines.
And we talked about it during the pregame show. They have some athletic guards in the Land brothers and Ryan Prince. They've gotten some looks. They got a big guy inside with Sanders, but, boy, it has just not been their night. And Norwich leaking out a steal. They get one ahead here for Mitchell Collins, up and good. And another layup makes it 29-3 here for Norwich with 5:15 to go in the second quarter.
Mitchell Collins, a very, very athletic senior guard for Norwich, looking to have a big year for Norwich.
Three ball on the left side here for Alex Adams, and that won't go. Another rebound for Norwich. Another one-and-done possession. Here's Dowdle. Gets into the paint. Dowdle off the glass. Won't go. Rebound is also off the mark there for Zach Myers. He had a good look at it. This time, cleaning the glass, the Wolverines will have it. J.K. telling his guys to take their time. He wants to see a good offensive set here. But this in-your-face, in-your-shorts defense here for Norwich has Worcester a little rattled.
Haven't really seen one good look in about 5 minutes for the Wolverines here.
4.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 29-3. Adams in the corner. His three ball will not go. And a rebound here for Dowdle. He wants to try to take it coast to coast. Dishes one off for Mitchell Collins. And he puts it up and in. Collins has got a quick 4 points now in those last two possessions. Makes it 31-3 with 4:10 to go in the second quarter.
And Norwich doesn't have a very small, or doesn't have a very large bench, so they're going to have to get creative to see what they're going to do throughout this game.
Prince finds Adams in the corner, back out Sanders. High arcing shot off the back of the rim there. No, and a rebound for Norwich. Dowdle ahead finds Zach Myers. He lays it up and in. Boy, even the big fellas are running the floor tonight.
This is old school Norwich basketball, run and gun and play in your shorts basketball. Is Norwich basketball back, ladies and gentlemen?
3:45 to go in the second quarter. Timeout for Worcester as the Norwich boys lead 33-3. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, 3:47 to go here in this second quarter. And the Norwich boys are on top 33-3 over Worcester. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull tonight. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios at WCDO. Our first game of the year on the radio. Glad to bring it to you here tonight as well on WCDOsports.com, our free audio stream. Ryan Prince with a pull-up from the foul line. It won't go. Norwich is running and gunning the long outlet pass ahead for Mitchell Collins. Up and good. I'm just so impressed with how they run the floor here, Rich.
Mitchell Collins is a great, great athlete. We've seen him on the football field. He's making it really, really hard for every guard in Worcester. And, you know, it's a pretty bright right now for Norwich. You're feeling good about yourselves. They're playing great defense. They're jumping every pass.
35-3, Norwich on top, coming up on 3 minutes to go here in this second quarter. Cason Stubb did just pick up his third foul, so he's going to have a seat. You know, the big talk in the stack world up in our neck of the woods is Norwich Oneonta. Oneonta looks to be a very good team. They have a great test in the opening round of the Drago tournament tomorrow against a very, very good Delhi team. interested to see how that goes. But one of our goals this year is to do some more of these Norwich Oneonta games. So, boy, Rich, we could be in for some must-see radio, I guess you could say. must-see TV, yeah.
In all honesty, I think one of the biggest surprises of the year last year was when Norwich went to Oneonta and won. Norwich doesn't traditionally play that great in Oneonta, and they went there and won the game, and I think it surprised a lot of people. So it could be interesting this year against those two teams.
Steal now for Ryan Prince of Worcester. Took it away. They try to go to the interior. J.K. trying to find a lineup that will work here. But again, another steal by Norwich. They are just got the sticky hands here. Into the corner for the Purple Tornado. Chase Colley dishing one off for Myers to the inside. Iron unkind to him. Prince working hard. He's got the rebound underneath. 20 to go, second quarter.
A couple new faces for Norwich we're seeing out there. It's Carmine Pastore. And Mikey Brunick's out there. I haven't seen a lot of them, so I'm kind of excited to see what they got. I'm excited to see Pastore. He's one of the call-ups. They brought him up as a 10th grader.
Yeah, he's a sophomore, so he's up, and some new faces. And again, one of the reasons we wanted to do tonight's game was Norwich has, both these teams have a lot of storylines, but especially for Norwich. New coach, they brought up some younger players. What is this team going to look like? This is our first chance to get a look at them, and so far, so good.
I mean, I bet you they have 15 steals, and they have, 25 rebounds so far. They're just playing really, really good basketball.
1:55 to go in the second quarter, and the Norwich boys are on top 35-3. Now here's a steal by Derek Land. Land wants to take it to the interior. A little pump fake up and under. He cannot get the right-handed layup to go. Did everything but fall. He even had the nice pump so that Mitchell Collins went flying by, and then he just couldn't finish. And that's the type of night it's going to be. Some early season basketball woes here for Jim Kenyon and his Worcester Wolverines. A block shot here by Sanders. Worcester trying to find their way. Ryan Prince in transition. A little reach from behind by Norwich. With 1:25 to go in the second quarter, we'll have a foul call. Now, Rich, I'm interested. All right, we're almost to halftime here. Norwich playing this up-tempo style. They're in your shorts, trying to get steals. You know, if they get in foul trouble this year, that could be an Achilles heel for them. What do you think?
That has always been one of the Achilles heel for Norwich, is make sure you don't foul on your press. We've only seen the press probably two or three times. It's really what kind of kick-started this big, huge run they've gone on. So, foul trouble can certainly be an issue. They do have two good big guys, though, with Zach Myers and Graham Burton. So, you know, you can get in one of those guys in a little bit of foul trouble. But,
steal for Norwich, and they're going to dump it inside, and they find Chase Colley to put it up, and he scores his first bucket of the night. Makes it 37-3. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Little baseline drive and a foul here by Norwich, and they are stacking up the fouls here, Rich, with 54 seconds to go here in the second quarter. That's going to be four team fouls against, no, that's five. Yeah, that's five team fouls against Norwich, only one in the second quarter for Worcester.
And that's the, looks like it's the third foul, right, on, it's got to be Carmine Pastore. And he's only played probably 3 minutes.
Spencer Head with the bucket, puts it up and in from the line. Makes it 37-4. And Worcester just trying to find a way. Again, they have not scored a field goal here so far in this first half. All their points coming from the charity stripe.
And Carter Christie comes in for Carmine with the three fouls on the for the Purple Tornado.
Second shot from the line is short, no good. Rebound for Zach Myers. He's been real solid off the bench here for Norwich.
Yeah, Zach Myers is going to have to play some good minutes behind Graham Burton this year. He's an important piece.
Myers, the turnaround shot, second chance for him. Rolls off the front of the rim. Sanders with a rebound, rips it away. And we got a jump ball, and this time the arrow is going to give it back here to Worcester with 39 seconds left here, second quarter.
If you're Worcester, right, you just got to go down, try to get a good shot. You have yet to get a field goal in this game. Try to get a good, clean shot.
Ryan Prince, right side, trying to set up the offense, goes to the high post for Sanders, trying to run a good set here with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Little give and go. Sanders inside, blocked out of there. And we got a foul underneath here on Chase Colley. Looks pretty clean, but Sanders will be headed to the line.
The undersized Chase Colley on that play went up and got that, but called the foul. Almost got a little bit of the arm.
So this will send Matthew Sanders to the line. He's got 1 point so far tonight. Stay tuned. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Remember, you can call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. And even the foul shot's not working right now for the Wolverines as Sanders misses his first. Second one coming for the Worcester big fella, who had a great season a year ago, battled some injuries, but misses the second shot here, and you can just tell he's frustrated at the moment. Goes 0 for 2, and Norwich is going to get it back here late in the second quarter.
It's got to be frustrating for Sanders, right? You kind of work Graham Burton out of the game, and then what do you get? You get the next big guy for Norwich and Zach Myers.
20 seconds left here in this second quarter. Carter Christie reverses to the left side here as Norwich goes right to left. And now Brunick will find Mitchell Collins. 10 seconds left. Norwich playing for the final shot. They go far side here for Carter Christie. Christie looping one into the corner. A three for Mitchell Collins is too strong. 1 second left, and Worcester with a half-court heave, and it won't go. 37-4, our halftime score. Norwich on top of the Worcester Wolverines. We'll be back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, you can call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Again, Norwich boys on top 37-4 at the halftime break. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Long. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
Box 563-9299.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Our halftime score here in Worcester, the Norwich boys leading 37-4 here over the Worcester Wolverines. And it's time for the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Mirabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Our scoring summary in the first half, first for Norwich, 17 points for Stephen Dowdle, 6 for Mitchell Collins, 5 for Cooper Christie, 5 for Kaysen Stubbs, 2 apiece for Zach Myers and Chase Colley. And then on the other side, 1 point apiece for Connor Land, Spencer Head, Ryan Prince, and Matthew Sanders. Just there's a lid on that rim down there, I'm convinced. Something happened. The janitors forgot to take it off. Shots just not falling here for the Wolverines. A tough first half for them. On the other side, Norwich, we were just saying, Stephen Dowdle looks impressive, and it almost looks, you hate to say it, but like he's kind of letting off the gas a little bit, helping out, getting the new guys involved. Hey, you're an eighth grader, let me get you a good pass, a little backdoor cut. I mean, he's played very, very well.
Kind of the knack on Steven over the last few years is, like, maybe he's taken too many shots. This is kind of like one of the first games I can honestly say, like, I don't feel like he's shooting enough. I would love to see how many shots he's taken. He hasn't missed many shots, and he really has done a good job of getting other guys involved. I've been really, really impressed with Steven. I mean, this type of game, as a senior at his level, he could probably have 30 if he really wanted to, but he's kind of just letting the game come to him. I've been super impressed with Steven. I thought he's done a really good job handling the situation.
If you're a college coach out there, and I don't know where he's looking yet, I haven't talked to him about it, but boy, he'd be one that I'd want to circle on my list for a great player that you could just add in because he's so smart, he works so hard, he's got the good shot, he's quick, and you can just tell his basketball IQ is very high.
I was wondering how he was going to interact with the Christies, right? Because you're the senior, you've been on the team for so long, and now all of a sudden you got these two eighth-grade twin brothers that everybody's been talking about. I thought he's been handling it really well.
I did,
and
too.
I think that the Christies have been giving him the ball back and forth. I kind of like their play together. I think it's going to be fun to watch them throughout the year. I bet you Steven's going to make the Christie boys better, and I think the Christie boys are going to make Steven better, too.
Do you feel like, and I kind of hinted at it earlier, that, you know, Steven was them not too long ago. He was the short, young freshman that came up, and everyone's saying, oh, is he ready? Is he ready? And he was playing with some of those upperclassmen. I can remember watching him over at the UV Holiday Tournament. And now, boom, you fast forward, he's the senior. So maybe he's been in their shoes. What do you think? Does he have that experience?
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe he said, you know, guys, I've been there. I've done this, and this is what you got to deal with. And it's exciting. It really is for Norwich, right? I said it earlier. The future is here, and I'm going to say it again. I think the Christie boys are going to make Steven better as well. And Mitchell Collins and Kaysen Stubb. Don't forget about those two because they are great complementary players.
Yeah, I mean, this team looks like they certainly have good guard play and some good size. and that's something that can be very helpful.
Everybody, as soon as we come into the gym, oh, is that kid really 6'7"? Is that kid really 6'7"? Well, guess how many points the 6'7" kid's got tonight? Zero.
Yeah.
Right? And he's a pretty good player. He just they haven't needed him. He hasn't played that much.
And again, this is an early season non-leaguer. The stack is always stacked from top to bottom. So life will get difficult for this Norwich team very fast. And on the flip side of that, Worcester is much better team than 4 points in the first half. Very tough first half. Playing a team, I think, I'm not afraid to say, I think they're a little shaken by this, and they got to see the ball go through the hoop here. They're a team that will compete and be very good in Class D, especially in the Tri-Valley.
You can see it on their faces. They're just like, they have no idea how to handle the pressure. It's going to be interesting to see if Norwich comes out in any pressure. Maybe Worcester, the Wolverines, or whatever we want to call them tonight, right, can, get into a little bit of rhythm, get some good-looking shots.
You had a point on Norwich. I feel like I cut you off there about they're going to get into the stack, very competitive play, but, can they handle this? It's going to be very interesting to see this year.
So, we talk about circling games, and we have circled the games and different stuff. We kind of circled this game. We have a lot of interesting storylines, but the game that I really am interested to watch Norwich play is that Delhi game.
Mm.
So I think Delhi, personally, I think Delhi could have easily won Class C State Championship last year. I was at the game where they played Moravia. It was a wonderfully played game. They just kind of came up short in the third quarter. I think that Delhi game, Norwich game, circle it on your calendar. I think that's going to be a great one. And, I don't want to talk about my hometown, but I keep on hearing about Edmiston. Maybe that Edmiston-Worcester game will be a good game to watch as well. I keep on hearing the Panthers might be, the class of the Tri-Valley. But, Morris just went down and challenged themselves against playing Oxford. I've heard Oxford's got some good key players. Morris lost some of the big guys, but Morris has got some good guards there. What's the one kid I'm thinking of?
Ryan Murphy. Had 31 the other night.
Yeah, Murphy. If he's anything like his brothers, Murphy is a. I saw him play a few times last year. We went to the tournament. He played a wonderful game, but he was kind of always in the shadows of Tiger Ross. Now Murphy, it's kind of his show, and Morris. Morris is going to be a good team out there. Don't sleep on them either.
Yeah, if you're looking at the Tri-Valley, I think Edmiston is maybe a favorite. I think Morris is very good. Skenevis has some good players back. Worcester is a much better team than 4 points in the first half. So, I think the Tri-Valley certainly has. And Cherry Valley the other night put up 74, I think, in their opening season win, and they had a bunch of guys in double figures. They played very well, so maybe the Patriots are a surprise team. Early season basketball, you never know.
And weren't you talking earlier about Skenevis being possibly, kind of upsetting some people?
Yeah, I think Skenevis has been a team that they've had some younger guys who are now coming into their own, and this could be a year. I'm excited to see them. They start off with their tournament this weekend just down the road here, so exciting to see. That's going to wrap up our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Mirabito's been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. And we're back underway. Norwich now going left to right. Pull-up jumper here from Stubb is no good. And let's see if Worcester can settle in as they get the rebound. Wolverines now going right to left.
If you're the Wolverines, right, you want to just, get some good, solid offensive plays. And you want to maybe try to cut it to 20. Have some in-game goals right now. Don't worry about the final score at this point.
A steal here by Cooper Christie. We'll bring it back down the floor. Both teams have gone back to their original starting lineups. Derek Land is fine. He went out, put some ice on his head there after he was down for that injury timeout during the second quarter, but appears to be okay. Norwich taking the air out of the ball a little bit here, working it around the top of the defense. A little zone defense. They get it inside. A turnaround shot from the high post there for Stubb is no good. A rebound for Ryan Prince. I like Prince a lot. I'm excited to watch him in Tri-Valley play.
I just looked up his name. I'm like, what's that kid's name? I was thinking the same thing. And right on cue, he makes the bucket. A nice little run of a first field goal of the game. And I agree. I think Prince can do some damage here in the Tri-Valley.
37-6. Yeah, you put Prince in a Tri-Valley situation. Last year he was in and out of the lineup with some injuries. I really like what he can bring to the table, and he's got a smart IQ about him as well. Dowdle a straightaway three. Oh, he buries it. Stephen Dowdle's now got 20. Wow, good-looking shot there.
Stephen Dowdle just, that's always been his game. He's just one of the purest shooters that I've seen come through in a while.
Makes it 40-6. And on the baseline here, ball intercepted and taken away. And now stolen back here by Prince. Ahead now for Connor Land. He puts it up and in. And that's what Worcester needs a little bit here. Like you said, in-game goals start to chip away at this a little bit. It makes it 40-8.
I think if you're JK, right, you want to get them to 20. Let's say, guys, let's try to get it, you know, to 20. And if you can get it to 20, maybe get it to, you know, single digits. I mean, could you imagine? But, you know, just something like that. That's what you're working on.
Stephen Dowdle into the corner now for Cason Stubb. Turn around, jump around the right baseline, won't go. And a rebound here for Alex Adams. And looked like his toe was on the line, so it's going to stay with the Purple Tornado. Norwich is in the purple uniforms, the white trims. Is Norwich in white lettering across the front of the chest. Worcester's in the home whites with the green trim, saying Worcester in green lettering on the front of the uniform there. 5:45 to go, third quarter. And the Norwich boys on top, 40-8. Dowdle, a little in and out play. Another three for Stephen Dowdle, and he buries it. He's up to 23. Again, just a pure-looking shot there from Dowdle.
Has he missed? I can't think of too many misses he's had tonight.
Even when there was a few in the first half where it kind of bounced high and then softly fell through the hoop. So that makes it 43-8. Now a turnover here by Worcester. A little double dribble there for Alex Adams. We'll give it back to NHS with 5:20 to go here in this third quarter.
So you're talking about in-game goals for Worcester. For Norwich, you don't want to create bad habits in a game like this. You just want to keep on doing what you're doing. Maybe work on some things that you might not necessarily think you're going to work on before the game. Maybe work on some different zones and stuff like that.
Into the paint now. Christie will dump one off. Cooper Christie finding Graham Burton. Went through his leg, out of bounds. Last touch, though, by the Wolverines as they tried to save it. So it'll be to the right of the basket. It looks like NHS is going to have it here. Stephen Dowdle will do the inbounding duties.
So Norwich, traditionally, whoever takes the out of bounds, right, the inbounds usually becomes the shooter, and here he comes.
And they go inside now for Graham Burton, and he's fouled on the turnaround. Worcester fans didn't love the call. I like that, though. It really felt like Worcester was trying to follow Dowdle out into the corner, left Burton wide open in the paint.
I actually thought Dowdle was going to sneak out to get another three, but he actually went down and set the pick for Burton, and Burton used it well. It's curled around, and now he's on the foul line.
And Burton's at the line scoring his first points. Gets the first one to go.
Maybe that's what you do for Norwich right now. You try to get Burton in the game a little bit because he hasn't, you know, seen a whole lot of action, hasn't got a whole lot of great looks. Maybe try to get him a little bit more active, and he's up to 2 points now.
Makes it 45-8. Norwich on top of Worcester with 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Thanks for joining us as well on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Now here's the steal by Dowdle. Going in, and he'll get the right-handed layup. And 25 now for Dowdle.
I think he thought he was going to give that to Stubb, but Stubb didn't fill in the lane, so he just finished it off himself.
Makes it 47-8 with 4.5 to go in the third. And to the right side, here for Derek Land. At the top of the key, Land picks up his dribble, finds Alex Adams in the corner. A three ball there is no good. Rebound on the far side for Cooper Christie. And despite being some of the smaller guards on the floor, the Christie brothers have really done well rebounding the basketball.
You know, we kind of just talked about it with Steven. You don't really notice them either way. They look like varsity players out here. They are just playing very sound basketball.
Right side now for Dowdle. Passes inside. Finds Cason Stubb. Can't get it to go. Sanders with the rebound. And an outlet pass to Ryan Prince. One-handed bounce pass. Ahead now for Connor Land. Off his foot. Looks like we got a foul underneath.
A little bit of a surprise there. A lot of people thought the Wolverine kid just kind of dribbled it off his foot, but they get Graham Burton with another foul.
Yeah, so his second, team's first here in this third quarter.
We haven't seen a lot of play with the Christie brothers in the game together, and here they are together on the floor at the same time.
Wolverines have it at the top of the key, and now a steal by Cooper Christie, and then he's fouled, gets tripped up as he was taken off down the court. And again, Norwich just wants to push, push, push. Boy, when they get into some games later in the season with some teams that can run with them, up and down the, just handle this pace, I mean, boy, that's going to be some fun up and down the court basketball. Hope the referees are in shape for those games.
That's what Norwich was known for. You know, go back to you mentioned it, the Mike Sutton years, the Zan Stewart years, you know, the Kyle Edwards years. Those were fun teams to watch because they played up-tempo basketball.
Here is Carter Christie. Straightaway three for him. Died on the back of the rim. Wouldn't go. Stubb skies for the rebound. Keeps it alive. Gets one back to Carter. Floater in the lane. That also won't go. Stubb, another rebound. Kicks it out. Dowdle. Now goes far side for Cooper Christie. And we got 3 seconds on Norwich underneath. But again, the rebounding strong gives them three good looks on that one possession. Norwich boys still leading 47-8 late here in this third quarter with 3:20 left.
And that's what I mean by Steven Dottle. You know, he's kind of, his game is a little bit different this year. So I think last year he would have taken a few of those shots, but you know what? He doesn't need to now. He can pass that off a little bit.
And here is Derek Land to the right side. Land gets inside, a floater, off balance, no good. He wanted a foul call, didn't get it, and a rebound for Cooper Christie. Boy, he gets the ball again for NHS. 2:55 to go here in the third. And to the right side for Carter Christie. The two brothers out there for the first time together on in their varsity career in tonight's game. Pass down low, and Zach Myers is fouled. Then we'll head to the charity stripe with 2:45 left here in this third quarter.
Another thing that that's going to be a little bit different from a Norwich fan this year, we just saw it on that handle, is that Cooper Christie just ran the point. Steven Dowdle's run the point for the last 4 years. Cooper Christie just ran the point. Steven played off the ball. I don't know if we've seen that in a long, long time.
I know I haven't in the last 2 years. And here's Zach Myers to the line. First shot will not go. Now you got options, right? I mean, Coach Alger can use a bunch of these guys in different ways. Dowdle and Stubb are going to head to the bench. So Coach Alger's getting some other guys involved here early in this game.
Right, you want to get some of the other guys that might not play a lot, get a little bit more success, feel good about themselves, and then you get those guys playing a little bit more, and then you could really run in those big games.
Myers goes one out of two, makes it 48-8 with 2:45 to go here in this third quarter. Ryan Prince to the left side. We'll feed one for Spencer Head. Zips one. Now for Mason Sivacek, and he is fouled. Both teams have gotten almost everybody in here so far tonight. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by Worcester head coach Jim Kenyon. 2:35 to go in the third. Norwich boys on top, 48-8, and we'll be back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 2:35 to go. Third quarter. It's 48-8. Norwich boys on top of the Worcester Wolverines. Live here in Worcester tonight, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull, Jim Tomeo, and Craig Stevens even still hanging around tonight in the WCDO studios. Glad to have him along. Here's Sanders taking it inside, and the big fella finishes.
That's the moves he was trying to do all the first half, and he finally had a nice little spin move and laid it right up and in. Nice play by Sanders.
He's a talented big man. He's kind of more athletic than you would think for a guy of his size. And he's going to have a good year in the Tri-Valley, I can tell you that.
Maybe he's going to feel, he's smiling a little bit more now. He's kind of chuckling with Zach Myers down low. Maybe that'll get him a little bit of a rhythm and get some points going.
Makes it 48-10 now with 2:10 to go here in the third quarter. Norwich working it around. They go for Carter Christie. Inside for Myers. Myers at the high post. Feeds one back out here for Carter Christie. Passing down low. Pull-up jumper here for Chase Colley. In and out. Rebound loose on the floor. Both teams scrambling for it. Ball still is loose, and Sanders, the big fella, laying out for that one, was able to tip it to Prince. Well done.
And Prince in transition, nice pass.
Prince in transition, finds Sivacek, and it rolls off the front of the rim. He can't get it to go.
Beautiful pass, way to run the court by Prince. That's something to build on right there for the Wolverines.
I bet Worcester has left another 10 to 12 points off the board just in missed little chippies like that. Now a steal by the Wolverines. They'll take it in, and Derek Land will finish for his first point. Makes it 48-12.
So those are the bad habits we're talking about. That was actually probably the first lazy pass from Cooper Christie all night. Kind of just took it for granted. That's the stuff you don't want to happen in these type of games.
Carter Christie now to the right side as Norwich goes left to right. With a minute to go in this third frame, they go inside for Zach Myers. A little up and under. He's blocked there by Sanders. And Sanders with the outlet pass finds Sivacek in transition, threw the ball away, and Norwich comes away with it again.
Great athletic play by Carmine Pastore to get back and knock that ball away. super play by the sophomore.
Here's Cooper Christie taking it inside. He gets it to go. A tough finish with the floater. And Cooper Christie's got seven. Makes it 50-12. Norwich is on top of Worcester with 30 seconds to go in the third. Sanders, turn around from the right elbow. There it is. It's like he found his confidence.
Sanders definitely found his groove a little bit. He's kind of playing with a little bit more of a smile on his face, kind of letting the game come to him. That was a nice little turnaround jumper for him.
50-14 now the score. And now a foul as Cooper Christie tried to take it inside of the paint. With 11 seconds left here in this third quarter. It's going to be the fifth foul on Worcester as a team. Fouls on Derek Land, so this will send Cooper Christie to the line. He's got 7 points so far tonight. So Cooper's first shot is off the side of the rim and no good. Second one coming.
As a basketball fan, you know, we watch so much basketball, college and NBA. This rule is so hard to get used to. This five foul rule going to the foul line.
Second shot is up and good for Cooper Christie. I got to say, the Christie boys have played for Team WCDO at the Norwich Gus Macker for the last 2 or 3 years, so we're proud that they are up on varsity, doing great.
You know, I've been getting called homer and stuff like that on you know, some text messages. That's a pretty homer move right there.
We've had the Christie boys. We've had Brevin Bennett, all these guys. You know, and Coach Mike Christie, obviously the Norwich football coach, we have a great relationship with him, and we're glad to sponsor. Boy, I think we sponsored 10 teams in Macker this year, but Christie boys are always into it. Love to support those guys.
I have certainly seen them on Twitter with the WCDO shirts on, right?
Gotta love it, yeah. Derek Land at the line here. He was fouled with 1 second left, coming down the floor in transition as he was taking a shot. Missed the first foul shot here. Foul shooting has been tough tonight for the Wolverines. Second shot is good for Derek Land, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. They get the inbounds pass. 51-15, Norwich boys on top of Worcester. We got 8 minutes left. Fourth quarter coming on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hard Woods.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Start of the fourth quarter. 51-15, Norwich boys on top. Stephen Dowdle with a game-high 25. He's back out there right now. I'm assuming we'll see him for a few more minutes before maybe his night will be over.
I can't imagine he's going to be out there too long. Probably just kind of get a, maybe not even getting a few shots up, just get a little run in and be done with it.
Here is Ryan Prince. And the paint and the glass, the kiss off the glass is good for Ryan Prince. He's got five.
I'm going to be excited to watch NateLull.com throughout the year and see where Prince ends up on some of those like scoring lists and stuff like that. I think he has a lot of upside here for the Wolverines.
Yeah, I think he's going to have a good year. And it's a good plug for NateLull.com. As here's Stubb with a turnaround shot. That won't go. I'll have our top scorers page probably going sometime early next week. As I like to let everybody play a game or two before we put it up there, and it's basically the top scorers in the area, their average, by average. That'll be on NateLull.com. Just click the top scorers page.
If you have a list on that NateLull.com of the best hair in the league, it might be him as well.
Yeah,
he's
Ryan,
got great hair.
Ryan Prince with the great hair. Kind of flows in the wind as he's going down the floor. It's awesome.
Certainly does.
6:55 to go fourth quarter.
He's been fun to watch tonight. He's a kind of a bright spot for the Wolverines. There's another bright spot.
Yeah,
Derek, and one.
Derek Land with the shot in transition, a little floater from about 8 feet out, and he was fouled, and we'll head to the line. So it's Norwich 51 and Worcester 19. And, again, little battles here. Worcester trying to just chip away and have some positives in the last 6-7 minutes of this ballgame.
I think what you do if you're the Wolverines, right? You try to say, let's get it below 20. Right, that would be a good goal.
And the second shot is up and good for Derek Lynn. I do think they've had a better second half here for sure. Obviously, they have on the scoreboard. As here is Cooper Christie to the far side. I think they were just so jammed up, so nervous coming into this game. As here's Sanders with a rebound. I mean, their shots first quarter and so on just didn't look like themselves. They looked very tight to me. Here's Ryan Prince, right side. And tries this backdoor bounce pass, gets through the traffic, and is able to find Derek Lynn, but it rolls off the back of the rim. And again, we've said it before, but that's the type of night that Worcester has had. A point-blank look that wouldn't go. Here's Dowdle in transition. No, Stubb with a rebound. Tries to kick one back out, and a bullet of a pass goes zipping out of bounds, goes back to the Wolverines. Timeout taken here by Joe Alger. He wants to talk things over and clean things up for the Purple Tornado. We'll step away. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. Norwich on top of Worcester, 51-20.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL. And McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's. Or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back out of the timeout. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Our guy Matt Sanders will be at the line here for Worcester. A great pass there from Ryan Prince out of the timeout. Sanders is fouled with Norwich on top, 51-20.
What has impressed me the most about Prince tonight is he's handling the pressure of Mitchell Collins, one of the more athletic guards on the Norwich team. He kind of did a little spin move away from Mitchell there, and beautiful pass to Sanders down low. And you said it, kind of, that's going to be probably an easy bucket in the Tri-Valley.
Yeah, we were talking during the break, and I'm like, you know, you pull that play off in the Tri-Valley, that's probably going to be a layup. If Sanders goes one out of two, he's got 6 points. Makes it 51-21 with 5:55 to go here in this fourth quarter. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our post-game show where we give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. It'll be coming up right after the final whistle here tonight. With the Norwich boys comfortably in control on a windy and chilly night. They made the trip to Oneonta and then up 88 here to Worcester for this non-league game. And you know what? I would love to address this here. The ball goes out of bounds. Worcester gets it back. My phone has been blowing up with why did this game happen, right? I think this game happened because in today's world, teams need games. It's been difficult, as Worcester's going to take a timeout here so Rich and I can have some more time to talk. It's very difficult to fill a schedule these days. You hear that from all athletic directors. And sometimes you take whoever is willing and who has that date, and Worcester wants to try to have an experience like this. As crazy as that might sound to someone, oh, it's going to rock their confidence or something like that. It's a young group, and they would rather come and play a game like this then go do something else or have a scrimmage or a practice. It's a double-edged sword. Everybody's got a different opinion on it, but I don't mind it.
As we said earlier in the game, why not, right? Why not for a Norwich team? They're an A now. What a lot of people forget is we have triple A, double A, all the way down through their six classifications. So those sectional points, there's only like five A schools in the section four for Norwich, right? There's not a lot of double A's. And the triple A's, right, what are you going to do? Go to Corning, you're going to go to Elmira, and those are going to be some tough schools. And we all been talking about the double-A school of Binghamton. So why not, right? What's the difference playing Worcester, right, or, you know, playing a C school or a B school, right? Really, at the end of the day, Norwich is going to get 3 points for this game for beating the Wolverines tonight. Guess how much they're going to get for beating Forks or Shenango Valley? 3 points. It's the same exact game. So why not? Why not have the first game of the year, get some legs going? It's a no-brainer to me.
And Worcester's going to get some nice points just for losing this game, which could maybe come down to the difference in a sectional seeding point situation. Here's Alex Adams with a shot off the back of the rim out of the timeout. And it's going to stay right here with Worcester with 5:15 to go in the fourth.
And the Wolverines have gotten better as the game's gone on. They've played well. Coach Kenyon's still coaching really, really hard over here. He knows that there are little battles here to win in this game.
You got to figure, too, this is an early season game. Worcester is going to play Oneonta later in the season. That's in early February. You wonder maybe how that type of game goes when you've had a full season under your belt.
That'll be an interesting game to see how they match up, because a lot of people are saying that Oneonta might be a little bit better than Norwich this year. I don't know if I believe that after watching Norwich play right now. I think that game is another game to circle on the calendar, two of them.
Yeah, we're going to try to do a bunch of those Oneonta-Norwich games this year, both for the boys and the girls, if we can squeeze in as much as we can. 51-21 is our score here. I'm getting very excited about that boys game already. Here's a steal by Dowdle. A long pass ahead. Finds Mitchell Collins off his fingertips out of bounds, and we'll see what the call is to go back.
The Wolverines have done a better job of getting back. You haven't seen a lot of easy baskets for Norwich. I might say, is Worcester winning the second half? I don't remember the halftime score. It might be closer than you think.
37-4 was the halftime score. So, yeah, this game has evened up a little bit. Still, I mean, a lot of momentum, it feels like, has gone with Norwich, as they get a put back here from the 6'7", Graham Burton.
That was a beautiful tap by Kaysen Stubb to Graham Burton. It was a beautifully executed step.
Makes it 53-21. Prince with a pull-up in the paint. That won't go down. Dowdle, shot out of a cannon, finds Cooper Christie. He's blocked out of bounds by Sanders. It'll stay with NHS. Yeah, so the score is a little more even here, Rich, in the second half, and I do think Norwich is trying some different lineups and some different things, but Worcester has definitely played better.
I think Worcester's got a lot to build on after the second half. I think Prince has handled the pressure a little bit better. I think Sanders has played much better down low. There's a lot to build on right now.
Graham Burton with a putback off a miss from Stubb, and then a steal by Mitchell Collins. He puts it up and in, and he's fouled, and he's going to have a chance at a three-point play. So Norwich heard that and said, okay, guys, we're going to take back over here. They lead 57-21 with 4:15 to go.
Maybe they did. I had a couple of guys looking at me at halftime. Unfortunately, I know a lot of these kids, so they might have heard me say, you got to play a little bit better than that.
Do you have any of these guys in class right now?
I have a lot of them in class. I didn't want to sound like a homer out there too much, but, yeah, I have a lot of them. And I don't know if I want to say this too loud, but Stephen Dowdle might be my next-door neighbor as well.
Hey, small-town radio, that's what's going to happen. Can't complete the three-point play at the line there for Mitchell Collins. A shot back the other way for Alex Adams, won't go. Rebound here for Norwich. Mitchell Collins finding a Stephen Dowdle. Reversing into the corner. A three ball here for Collins is good. He makes up for that missed foul shot. Collins puts it up and in. He's into double figures with 11. And Norwich now leads 60-21 with 3:50 to go here in this fourth quarter. We'll be back on a WCDL after this timeout.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Wow, back-to-back buckets by Worcester right out of the timeout as we were coming back from break. Matthew Sanders and Derek Land with two layups. Gets Worcester up to 25 points, so it's Norwich 60, Worcester 25.
Coach Ken, you must have had some great Hall of Fame advice right there. So get two easy buckets, boys.
They just look more comfortable now. Maybe this experience is tough for them, but in a way, they have found their way down the stretch here. As here's Myers with a turnaround shot, that's no good. Spencer Head with a rebound here for the Wolverines. Ahead now for Prince as he crosses the Wolverines logo there at midcourt as Worcester goes right to left. 2:40 to go. Here is Ryan Prince on the right side. Reversing. into the corner now for Derek Land. Pulls it back out. Land wants a three, left it short. And Chase Colley is there with the loose change. Outlet pass ahead. And a little too far ahead for the Purple Tornado. Will stay with them. Last touched. Looks like it grazed off of the one of the Wolverines players before it went out.
With 2:25 left in the game, both teams playing really, really hard, still trying to execute on the offensive side. You know, you're not seeing a lot of pressing or anything like that. But, you know, they're just still trying to do good things on the court.
Purple Tornado with the ball. They'll pass to the interior. Shot there is blocked by Sanders. Rebound out of bounds and will stay with Norwich. Yeah, some exciting games coming up in the non-league. It's tough this time of year. You see some of these tournaments. You see games like, oh, this team against that team. This weekend is absolutely packed with local tournaments. So if you're a fan of basketball, get out there and find some good games to watch. And here is...
That was Carmine Pastore.
I was going to say, was that Pastore? Yeah. Couldn't tell if it was him or Mitchell Collins from the angle, but it was Pastore with the bucket and the foul.
Kind of the running Kareem Abdul-Jabbar skyhook off the backboard for Pastore.
Yeah, Pastore to the line here. He's going to try to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. The young sophomore that they brought up to be on varsity as well. And in and out. Can't get the foul shot to go. Rebound for Sanders, and he was fouled underneath by Norwich. 2:10 to go here in the fourth. Foul is on Zach Myers. Team foul situation 5 right now for Worcester, and that's 4 as a team on the Purple Tornado of Norwich. So it looks like Joe Alger is going to win his coaching debut here for NHS. How long did Joe coach at UE?
Well, so he coached during those, you know, those great runs for Norwich because they actually matched up against each other in the SAC championship. That's why I remember this is one of the best games I've ever been to. And that year they lose the SAC championship to Norwich, but then they go on this incredible run. I believe they might have actually upset Mount Vernon. And they went to the state final game and lost. So he's, even though this is his first win, I'm sure he's happy to, you know, going back to his alma mater and getting the first win. He's had a lot of success as a coach. And I think it's a very, very bright future for the Purple Tornado with him under the guidance of him.
Yeah, he certainly has a wealth of knowledge with this young team. Zach Myers with a bucket makes it Norwich 64, Worcester 25. A baseline drive for the Purple Tornado. Shot won't go down for Brunick. The rebound is up and good. Was that Brunick? I missed it.
That was Brunick. So now everybody on the floor has scored for the Purple Tornado except, I believe, Carter Christie.
Carter Christie has not scored here, but he is on the floor. So maybe they'll try to get him a bucket here with about a minute to go. Norwich leading 66-25. He's looking for his first varsity bucket. His brother has 8 tonight.
Maybe you got to pump him up with that WCDO talk again from Gus Macker.
Shot underneath here for Douglas Morrell is good for the Wolverines. Makes it 66-27. Three ball left side here for Pastore. Won't go down. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in.
You know, a good couple minutes here for Pastore making some good plays. You know, a good bright spot here for the young sophomore.
68-27 with 30 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Norwich boys leading Worcester. Prince to the interior. Gets tied up. We got a foul underneath here by Zach Myers with 24 seconds left.
Everybody in the gym is looking now like, why are we fouling with 25 seconds left?
Yeah, lopsided game, and this will send Prince to the line. So Prince settles in. His first shot is up and good. Ryan Prince now with 6 points. So you have Sanders and Derek Land with 8 apiece. Here for Worcester. Prince with up to 6. Dowdle's at 25. Mitch Collins with 11. And then Cooper Christie with 8. And Graham Burton with 6 for Norwich. And Prince gets the second one to go. He's got 7 points. Makes it 68-29 with 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Norwich can run this out as Carter Christie passes to the far side. A good balanced attack tonight for the Purple Tornado. They go inside for Zach Myers. Turnaround shot in and out. Second chance also won't go, and he's fouled on the rebound here with 8.4 to go, which will send him to the line.
Again, everybody in the gym with a collective sigh of, why are we fouling with less than 10 seconds left in the game?
Welcome to basketball season, right? So this is going to send Zach Myers to the line. the senior big man who's played some significant minutes off the bench here tonight, gets the first one to go. Myers with 6 points, makes it 69-29.
I think he's played hard. He's going to be a great compliment for Graham Burton this year down low for the Purple Tornado.
And the second shot won't go. Rebound for Prince. We might be doing it again, though. Somebody jumped early with 7 seconds left. So Myers is going to get another look at it here as one of the Worcester players jumped a little early. So Myers on his third opportunity buries that one. He's got seven. Makes it 70-29 with 7 seconds left. Worcester will play for the last shot here with Prince. Finding Alex Adams on the left side. His three ball will not go, and that'll do it. Norwich boys win 70-29 over Worcester. And we'll be right back with the postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Worcester Central School as the Norwich boys. So Norwich boys basketball defeats Worcester 70-29 in a non-leaguer here at WCS tonight. Let's go through our stats here for tonight's contest. Scoring first for Worcester, 8 points for Derek Land and Matt Sanders. That is a team high for them. Ryan Prince with 7, 3 for Connor Land, 2 for Doug Morrell, 1 for Spencer Head. On the other side, some nice balance for Norwich, 25 for the senior, Stephen Dowdle. That's a game high. 11 for Mitchell Collins, also a senior, stepping up. And then some real nice balance, 8 for Cooper Christie, 7 for Zach Myers, 6 for Graham Burton, 4 for Carmine Pastore, 5 for Cason Stubb, and 2 for Chase Colley here tonight. So that's our scoring summary there for Norwich and Worcester. Rich, you want to get into our awards here?
Yeah, I'm ready for them. I'm ready for the awards.
All right, first up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, top-rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. Easy choice tonight, Stephen Dowdle with 25 for Norwich. Boy, he was really outstanding.
What I really liked about Stephen is he seemed to be a little bit more efficient than he usually is. He kind of took some bad shots in, you know, the last couple of years, took a lot of shots. He didn't take a whole lot of shots this year, and he put up big, big numbers. You know, I think we talked about it. I don't know the exact number. I think he was around 150 to 1,000 points. So what's that put him at now? He's going to get that closer to under 100 soon.
Yeah, I mean, he could have it early January if he keeps up that type of pace.
Yeah, so. You know, it's exciting. Obviously, I know him really well. He's in my class and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I don't want to sound like a homer, but he really is a good basketball player. In my eyes, he's one of the smoothest basketball players in the area. And I think, you know, the Tri-Valley, you know, Worcester, they aren't going to see a lot of guys like him. So he's a tough player. He's going to be one of the better ones in the stack this year.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We wanted to go with Mitchell Collins, 11 points tonight for Norwich, but just his defense He was an animal. He was all over the place. And when Norwich put that pressure on, boy, they were fantastic out there.
What I really liked about Mitchell is he handled the Prince kid really, really well. And he's a super athletic player. If Norwich is going to go to, you know, those places they want to go to this year, Mitchell's going to have to play great defense. In my eyes, I think he's got to be one of the guys that plays the best player on the court, especially the point guard. He's athletic enough. He can move his feet, and he did it tonight against Prince. I thought that he played phenomenal, and Mitchell is a good, good player.
Lastly tonight, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. We wanted to go with Ryan Prince tonight, the sophomore guard, 7 points. Boy, he had the ball in his hand a lot, had to face all that pressure, and he just seemed cool, calm, and collected, kind of found his way in the second half. I think he's going to have a strong season.
He looked smooth, and I kind of want to come back and watch the Wolverines play again just to see him play. I thought he was really, really good. I thought he handled the Norwich pressure well, and, you know, big upside as a 10th grader for the Wolverines here in the Tri-Valley League. I think he's going to be a good one. He's going to be special to watch.
Well, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Make sure to check back to NateLaw.com. We'll have a radio schedule up for next week pretty soon. There's going to be a ton of tournaments this weekend. Check out NateLaw.com. We'll have all the results and the standings and everything on there. And we'll probably be doing probably 2 or 3 games next week, so check back for that. So, Rich, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you. It was a great trip. I was enjoyed to be back here at Kenyon Court. Jim Kenyon, it's been a long time, but I've been here.
So we're going to go take a picture of the scorebook here, get our stats all set for NateLaw.com for later tonight. And big thank you to Jim Tomeo and to Craig Stevens for setting everything up in the studio today. It's huge to get things going for basketball season. So, again, our final score is 70-29. Norwich boys defeat Worcester in a non-leaguer here tonight at Worcester Central School. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lowe. Have a good night. We'll see you next week on WCDL Sports.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Don't leave the fate, what's here tonight? Heaven can wait, no use in watching the sky.